The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family-owned and operated, and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
The Week That Was included back to school. Greenville City students back in class on a regular schedule Tuesday. Greene County schools back in class on Wednesday. And with the new school year comes a new policy on cell phone usage.
This policy change is not a large change in our policy from previous years, and so it should be an easy transition for all students.
That's Director of Greene County Schools, Dr. Chris Malone. The policy remains basically the same as last year for grades K through 8. The biggest changes are at the high school level. The new state policy, however, does allow local school systems some wiggle room as it pertains to student access to their phones. And while you may think the new policy is not fair, consider this. While the locally adopted cell phone policy does limit access to students, some area school systems, Hawkins and Hamblin County, do not allow cell phone usage by any students in any grades at any time during the school day. Speaking of phones, I know, I did it too. You didn't dial 423, did you? And you heard from the operator, didn't you? It's now in effect for the entire area, no matter who you're calling, even if they live next door. 423 is the area code. It goes first, always. It does not affect 911 calls. Only the three digits need to be dialed. On Tuesday, some residents of the George Clem area addressed Greenville City Council members concerning future plans for the property once it's vacated by the Greenville City School System. Among those addressing the City Council with concerns, Reverend Sharon Bowers.
I realize that much of this may not resonate with you because it is not your lived experience. It is not your epistemology. You have not experienced what we and many of these people here have experienced being African American, living in Greene County and Greenville, Tennessee. So I hope that you all, when you make a decision, when you talk about the things that are already there, you talk about the things that are already there without the consideration of the people who live in that community. There are opportunities for us to come together, to meet, and for us to be a part of it. And so when I look out right now and I look at the council, I don't see anybody who looks like me. And so when I know that these people who don't look like me are the people who are making decisions, it concerns me.
No action was taken on forming a committee, but Mayor Doty did ask those who spoke on Tuesday to be a part of the group to help determine the use of the building moving forward. Marsha Blackburn announced on Tuesday she will make a run for governor in 2026. John Rose, who was in Greenville a week ago, announced he was running earlier this year. Democrat Memphis City Councilwoman Jerry Green announced her decision to run for Tennessee governor last month. Dr. Saul Reyes will be the next president of Walter State Community College. He was approved by the Tennessee Board of Regents during the week that was. He will assume his new office as the college's fifth president effective September 8th. The Greene County Republican Party met on Monday, and Greenville Water Commissioner Laura White updated members. That includes the ongoing month-to-month wait-and-see for the arrival of drives, which will allow the pump station along the Nolichucky River to return operations to electrical-driven and inside the renovated building heavily damaged by the floodwaters in September. White reported Monday the commission expected delivery of the electric drives in June, then July, and now they're scheduled by August 22nd. White says that would hopefully allow for the system to be up and running as normal by mid-September. Tomorrow, the week ahead. For The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop, I'm Bobby Rader, Radio Greenville News.